On a Day in Summer in a Garden by Don Howarth. With Colin Blakely as Dick Doc, Jeffrey Banks as Jim Doc, and Julie Hallam as Jack Doc.
Nice morning.
Aye, grand. Nippy, though.
Morning mist and morning dew. Going to be hot today, young Jack?
Is it, Grandad?
Oh, when the sun strikes through on a hot day, early summer, there's no better thing in creation than to be a dock plant in this garden.
Because we fear nothing.
Correct.
What is there to fear, Uncle Jim?
Nothing.
Encroachment.
What's encroachment, Uncle Jim?
The other plant's encroaching.
But we don't fear it.
Attempting to choke us.
Because we're more than equal.
Sometimes.
Always, Jim?
Not always, Dick. A large number of dock plants have been lost through the years.
You're here, I'm here, young Jack's here. This is our patch of the garden.
We've tried to teach them that.
Well, then, it's finally sunk in.
I don't think those daisies will come again.
What's daisies?
Surface leaf, white flower, close up at night. We throttled them.
Choked their life out.
And before that, the charlock.
And before that, the cornflower.
And before that, the hoary pepperwort.
Forget-me-not.
Nettle annual.
Bramble.
Wild turnip and shepherd's needle.
Pennycress and sow thistle.
The creeping buttercup.
Deadly nightshade.
And oh, was the poppy before that?
And when was the groundsel?
And the tares. And the dandelions.
And the thistles and treacle mustard.
It's hard to remember which came in what year. We've choked them all in our time.
Grandad, are there years when other plants don't encroach?
Oh, many.
Then you must be very old, Grandad, you and Uncle Jim.
Been here since this garden began.
And what was before that, Uncle Jim?
Well, that was the beginning, I suppose. The first season ever.
But before that?
Well, there could be nothing before that. Could there, Dick?
Oh, I've forgotten, Jim. It's not quite so straightforward. I did have an explanation of it once.
Grandad.
Sorry.
I hope they don't encroach this year.
No.
The other plants.
They won't. And what if they do? We're firmly rooted.
We've got a good grip.
Tenacious, steadfast.
Got our tap roots down, knotted round the limestone.
But I haven't, Uncle Jim. Not limestone, only soil. They might...
They won't, Jackie. Why did you have to mention that?
I didn't think.
Rattling the young chap.
The other plants, they could encroach on me. They'll have me up and whisk me up.
Not remotely. You're with us. Me and your Uncle Jim have defeated all encroachers from the beginning of time. And we're ready, aren't we, Jim?
Yes.
To give a repeat performance.
Yes.
Any season upon any plant, herb or weed of any pestiferous species whatsoever that has the audacity, the temerity, the utter crass and reckless folly to invade our patch of the garden.
Oh.
So there. Oh, the grand feeling. The mist dispersed and the sun warming the dew from your fronds. Oh, it's grand to be alive.
What was that?
What?
Noise.
What noise?
It was his tank.
What's a tank, Uncle Jim?
A tank is spraying tank.
What's a spraying tank, Grandad?
Nothing. Something the persons have.
What for?
Spraying.
What spraying?
A kind of rain.
Rain's all right.
In moderation.
Your Uncle Jim doesn't like it. That's why he grows up the wall side.
It suits me.
You're dusty, Jim.
No.
Oh, grubby. You could do with a clean-up. If he spots you, he'll let you have it with the spray.
Now, that's not a joke. That's not funny. That's not in good taste.
What is the spray?
It's what the person brings.
All right, Jim.
But what is it, Grandad?
Like I said, it looked like rain.
You're bringing the lad up on lies.
I'm bringing him up to be intrepid.
Yeah, intrepid.
Yes, intrepid, not cowering against the wall side for fear of the rain.
I've seen you miserable enough in the rain, Dick, sodden there and drooping.
Nonsense. You're dusty, Jim, from cowering against that wall. You're asymmetric.
But he's quite tall, Grandad.
Considerably taller than your Grandad.
He's got next to no leaf.
And your Grandad, Jack, has some lovely broad fronds.
Well, I do at least look like a dock plant, not crawling up the wall side like the nettles.
You look like a clump of rhubarb.
I what? I
Uncle
what?
Jim, Grandad, please.
All right, Jack.
let's not spoil a nice day.
I apologize, Jim.
All right. I'm dusty because the wind twists up the loose soil and tosses it against the wall. Can't help it.
Understood, Jim.
And as to your allusion?
Allusion?
Comparison?
Comparison?
Of me to, you know.
Do I? What?
Rhubarb, Uncle Jim.
Oh, yes. I withdraw, Dick. You don't resemble a clump of rhubarb.
Have
a
little trouble
settle?
Yes, I've
proper.
The person's going to the field.
Grandad, The noises the persons make, are they talking?
I suppose, in a way.
Communicating?
In a general sort of way.
Same as the animals. The bullocks low and the sheep bleat. I suppose there are different ways of lowing and bleating, Dick, and each will express something different.
Oh, simple things, I suppose, Jim. Anger, warning, things like that. Contentment. All animals can convey what they feel to some extent.
But not actually converse.
No.
Not hold a conversation.
Not an intelligent conversation.
Like us.
And the persons, Grandad?
Much the same, I suppose.
Communicating.
But nothing precise. The bullocks low and the sheep bleat and the persons, one of them babbles and one burbles.
Why are there two, Grandad?
Everything comes in numbers. There's three of us here.
And there used to be many more.
What happened?
There's a number of docks by the pond and all that mob over there.
Common lot. They tolerate anything there. There's some curly leaf docks amongst that lot.
What are curly leaf docks, Uncle Jim?
Foreigners, riff-raff, blown in from miles away.
The older persons that once lived in the house used to tip tins amongst them, and they'd perform undignified tricks like growing through the bottom.
Yes, common lot.
What happened to the older persons?
Taken away in a vehicle.
Why?
I can't say, Jack.
Well, the persons, when they're dead, don't rot down like plants, do they?
Is that it? That sounds a very likely explanation, Jim.
What's dead, Grandad? What's rotting down?
Docks rot down when they're dead.
Will I be dead? Will I rot down?
No. Get a firm grip with your tap roots, Jackie. Be tenacious, they'll never shift you.
They've come at us with all sorts of things in our time.
The sickle lopped us with a sickle.
Hand uprooting.
Spade, fork. The other thing.
The pick.
That's right, the pick came at us bald head with the pick. Stones, worms, soil, insects, everything tossed into the air. And the old person tugging at us with a pick, bellowing imprecations, wasn't he, Jim? With a dew running off him and a stinking mist enveloping him.
He gave off the most noisome exhalation, the older person.
He collapsed.
He did. Something in him cracked.
And they took him off in the vehicle.
Will they come at me with the pick?
No, no. Get your taproots down, then no matter how much they tug and snap you, you're there again next spring.
To salute the season.
Precisely.
But when they snap you, you've lost the sky and the birds and the trees and the bullocks.
You have. You're in the darkness of the soil. You've missed a bit of summer. It's like an early onset of the winter.
Except the soil is still warm.
That's so.
And it feels odd. We've experienced it a number of times, haven't we, Dick?
We have, at their hands.
Grandad? The persons. Why do they live in the house?
I've never thought.
It's to make the little ones grow fast.
Is it, Dim?
Yeah. Like the plants in the glass frame.
Plants in the glass frame grow whitish instead of green.
And the small persons, all whitish. The house forces their growth.
Very unhealthy.
And it's said they stay above ground all winter.
Well, that can't possibly be healthy.
Remember when we went into the house, Dick?
I do.
Into the house?
Those and the other plants.
The persons had gone away.
In through the window frames and the cracks in the walls.
The nettles did well.
The nettles.
Clumps of them growing inside the house.
And bindweed. And the grasses perched on the high ledges.
And do you remember that dock, Jim? What was his name? Growing out of the top of the chimney pot.
I do. And all of the docks pressing against the window panes from the inside.
Oh, we shall take possession again. We'll drive the persons out. We'll shove into every crevice. We'll topple the house down. Oh, yes.
Why, Grandad? Why should we want to do that?
Yeah, I've never really thought it's self-evidently desirable, wouldn't you say, Jim?
Oh, yes. A much more natural state of affairs. Oh,
quite so. Well, quite so.
He's back.
Grandad, the persons are two.
I've explained. Things come in numbers.
But persons are two, Dick. The old persons, two, and these persons, two.
I do remember something.
It's perhaps...
No, just let me think. It's something to do with them not going to seed.
What, that there are two?
Yes, that there has to be two.
How?
I can't quite remember. I did have an explanation of it once. Caterpillar.
Where? Where's it landed?
On you. Breeze blew it out of the tree.
Where, Omen? Where?
Oh, you'll know when he starts his dinner. Listen.
Where is he, Grandad?
Get off. Get off.
On your Uncle Jim's top front.
Get off. Get off.
Look up, Jackie. Can you see where he's gnawing through?
A patch. A light green patch. It's growing lighter still.
Get off. Go back where you come from.
It's eaten through. There's a hole, Grandad. I can see the sky and the clouds.
It'll be a dry, dusty dinner for Mr. Caterpillar. He'll have a thirsty afternoon.
That's uncalled for. Get off. That shifted him.
Where's he gone?
Blown somewhere.
What is it, Uncle Jim? What is it?
It's landed on your grandfather.
All right.
Get a sloppier dinner now.
All right.
What was that?
What?
It was his tank, wasn't it? The spraying tank.
It wasn't. He's going to the field again.
Grandad, if it had been the spraying tank...
It wasn't.
But if it had been...
Well, we should have remained unaffected. Your Uncle Jim's gone as soft as an elder bush growing against that wall.
But what is the spray?
A poisonous and pestiferous exhalation. A noxious and deadly cloud.
Rarely encountered.
An ever-present threat.
Everything's an ever-present threat, Jim. Life is lived in ever-present threats.
But if the spray is noxiferous, Grandad...
The spray is nothing. The creeping buttercup. Now then, to me, that's far more insidious.
And more noxiferous?
Oh, by far, you don't see it coming. Do you remember when we didn't see it coming, Jim?
How does it arrive, Grandad, if you don't see it coming?
Insidiously, that's the point. Pushes out green creepers and flat leaves, lying below sight and choking the life out of the grasses and plants as it approaches. Nothing to see. Then, suddenly, they've arrived. Yellow all along the horizon, the flower heads. Brilliant yellow, brighter than the sun. Oh, you could be blinded and paralyzed, and it's exactly then that you've got to remember it's not the flower heads that kill. It's the creepers and the flat green leaves. And the moment you can see the flower heads, it's almost too late because the creepers operate forward of them. Oh, they could finish you while you're staring aghast at the nodding flowers.
Dick, if you wanted to scare the lad stiff, you've succeeded.
Have they come at you like that, Grandad?
They have, and this is the point. We're still here. I'm not alarming him, Jim. I'm teaching him life's lesson. I want him to grow up intrepid.
I don't know whether I'll ever be that, Grandad.
You will.
At times like that, when the creeping buttercup comes, remain calm, rely on your taproots, be tenacious, stand your ground. They came, they've gone, we remain.
Some of the other docks...
What others?
A whole patch of others.
No, docks are perennial, docks are indestructible.
It's not the same thing.
But there must have been others, Grandad.
How?
When the docks took possession of the house and grew out of the chimney pots. Well, there must have been many growing then that are not here now.
Well, yes. It's quite true. The house became reinfested.
What's that mean, Grandad?
The persons came back.
And drove the plants out.
What happened to the plants?
I don't know, Jack. It's just that sometimes the spring arrives and a plant you've known for many years doesn't come up again.
I see.
But then, sometimes a summer breeze springs up like the breeze that's blowing now and whisks a seed from the stem of a dock plant and drops it in the warm soil.
Does it?
And then the next spring, though some of the old ones might not arise again, you find to your utter surprise a young one growing, like yourself.
Like me.
So there, young Jack.
I'm glad I'm here with you, Grandad. And Uncle Jim.
And so are we.
There were some cantankerous, knotted old plants. It was time we had new growth.
Like Jack.
Exactly like Jack.
Grandad.
Jack.
Next spring, you will come up again.
Of course.
And you, Uncle Jim.
Every time.
We'll always come up, won't we? All of us, every spring.
Of course. We're perennial. Back from the field. Too breezy for him.
Grandad?
Son.
Grandad, the persons move... And the buttercups creep. And we're rooted, aren't we?
We are indeed. Steadfast.
Why do the persons move?
It's to get out of the way of the bullocks.
I've never heard that, Jim.
Yeah. The docks in the field, the bullocks bogged on them.
They did last summer.
Flattened them under a right sloppy load.
Is that more dangerous than the creeping buttercup, Uncle Jim?
Not really. Merely unpleasant. Cake with dung and dust accumulating and flies buzzing around.
Distasteful more than anything.
Yeah, distasteful.
I was asking about the persons moving.
Well, that's the explanation. They move so they don't get bogged down by the bullocks.
But the bullocks can move too, Uncle Jim.
Yes.
So that if the persons move, the bullocks can also move... And bog on them where they've moved to.
That's right, Jim.
Perhaps. It doesn't seem to work out like that in practice.
Perhaps that's why he closes the gate.
How?
So the bullocks can't follow into the house and bog on in there.
Now, that was the tank. That was his tank. Listen.
He can't spray today, not with this breeze blowing.
Is it blowing? It's dropped.
Of course it's blowing. It blew the caterpillar. You miss half the happenings of life under the shelter of that wall.
Why can't he spray if it's blowing?
It'd blow the spray over him. He'd go orange and purple and mottled. He'd crack like a rotten stick.
Is that what happens when you're sprayed, Grandad?
Yes, it is.
Quite apart from the breeze, it's clouded over. It's going to rain. He can't spray today.
He doesn't seem to have your grasp of the subject, Dick. He's about to commence.
Where is he?
By the far wall. Oh, I can't go through that again.
Again?
Every year.
Pull yourself together, Jim. 2 seasons, 3 seasons. What are 10 seasons? They'll tire, and we'll not tire. And we'll be into the house again next year, or the year after, or in 1,000 years.
We shan't see 1,000 years. We shan't see the autumn.
Oh, Grandad, I don't want to go orange and purple.
You won't, son.
I don't want to go mottled, and I don't want to crack like a rotten stick. I don't want to wither and rot down and die.
All right, all right.
Promised we'd all be here again in the spring.
Yes, we will.
I've seen nothing, Grandad. Never known an autumn. I was looking forward to what you said once, snug winter in the soil.
And you shall have it, lad.
You said that last summer to Tom.
Tom?
And Henry.
Henry?
And Bill and John and Joseph. And Tony and Alfred and Robert in the couch grass.
Right.
And Stanley and Eric and Archie and Fred by the footpath.
Oh.
And Jack and Arthur and Martin. And Roy and Peter and Graham and Philip and
Teddy. All right. Jack, he's old and hysterical and silly. Now, listen. When there's danger, some succumb and some survive, and you and I will survive. And Jim, despite his lack of character, will also survive.
But, Grandad, how can you tell?
He can't tell. They wouldn't even need to take the spray to you, Nipper. They'd whisk you up with a hole.
Oh!
That is mean, Jim. That really is rotten.
But truthful. They threw your intrepid in your face last year when they were swelling and writhing and the roots twisting up through the cracking soil.
Oh!
Jack! No. He is not going to come here today.
Oh!
He is not going to come here for two reasons. First, that the breeze being where it is, he can't spray into this wall side without getting the spray back over himself. Second, that even if he could, we're too small a clump to catch his eye.
We are now.
And the third reason. Now just be quiet a moment and feel. Now, what do you feel?
Frightened, Grandad.
No, on your fronds, what do you feel?
Moisture, Grandad? Moisture?
It's starting to rain.
It's not.
Rain is coming.
I can see what it is that's coming.
What?
The person.
Where?
Over there. Advancing behind his spray.
Oh.
It's rolling back off the wall. The breeze is blustering the fumes around his head. He can't go on like this much longer.
Plants are perishing already.
The rain will come and swill it off.
It won't rain today. It's too windy.
All right, then. Windy, unsuitable for spraying. If he knew his business.
But he doesn't, Dick. That's why we're all going to catch it today.
Grandad, if the noxiferous cloud invades
Noxious or pestiferous, Jackie. Those are the correct words.
Meaning lethal.
Meaning unpleasant. Huh? Highly unpleasant. The buttercup is worse, and the bramble is worse, to say nothing of being bogged on by the bullocks.
But, Grandad...
Listen.
He stopped. He's gone.
Yes.
He has stopped, Uncle Jim.
Quiet. Listen. Yes, he has.
Too windy. Rain hanging about should never have commenced.
I was frightened, Uncle Jim.
Me too. I don't mind admitting it. I'm not as young as I was.
Quite so. But try and be calmer, Jim. It must be harmful to your constitution to get worked up like that.
I haven't been too well this season.
No.
I wasn't always in a state.
No, you weren't, Jim.
I hope I grow up intrepid like you, Grandad.
You will, son. Have no fear. Oh, well, not a bad afternoon. Bit chillier, though, as the day wears on. Uncle Jim's nodding off.
Grandad.
All right, Jack, lad.
All right. He's spraying again.
Oh,
Jim, pull yourself together. Where is he?
Oh.
Where is he, Jim?
Over there, advancing on that big clump.
Which big clump?
The ones with the tins and the curly dock amongst them. He's letting them have it now.
Come on, not that.
They're rising up in the sky like contorted worms.
They're swelling like melons.
Oh, Grandad!
Look at that. That chap writhing up, his head purple and orange. And... oh, it's burst open.
Grandad, they have turned orange and purple. They have swelled and reared up and burst apart.
He'll turn orange and purple. He'll burst apart. It's blowing all over him.
Grandad. Please, Grandad.
He'll not come here, Jack.
Oh, no, because we're too small a clump. Look what he's taking aim at now. A solitary plant.
Oh.
Oh, it's all right. It's commencing to rain. The rain will swill it off. Just a bit of burning and so on.
Oh, you tell that clump over there it's commencing to rain. They'd like to hear it's commencing to rain. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. This is it now.
Steady, Jack, lad.
Bubble slobber and me.
Between get a place to wobble.
Yeah, and...
oh, he's gone away. Close shave.
Grandad.
Here, come back. He's gone to refill his tank.
He's gone to die. It was blowing all over him.
Come back.
Now it's raining.
It is not raining.
It's hanging about. It's in the atmosphere.
There's only one thing I can see in the atmosphere.
What, Uncle Jim?
The tap roots of that big clump over there.
Oh.
They were rabble. They got preoccupied with growing through tins. They didn't get their tap roots down. And when he comes at you with a spray, you need character, tenacity.
But will he come back, Grandad?
Yes, he will. Sometime, Jackie. Not necessarily today. Not this year, perhaps. But sometime, and then you've simply got to hold on, be tenacious. It's them or us. And if we're steadfast, we'll see them all die and taken off in the vehicle. And one day, perhaps a very distant day from now, when you're as old as me and Uncle Jim, we'll be back into the house.
Yes.
And eventually, and you may live to see it, we'll crack and tumble the walls and spread ourselves across a rather pleasing mound where the house once stood. And the sun will shine on us and the breeze lift our fronds and our roots will take the firmest purchase among the stones of the ruins.
It's good to be a dock plant, Grandfather.
Oh, it is, lad.
He's coming.
He stopped. He's leaning against the house wall. His ears have gone purple.
Ears?
Those two fronds beside his head.
They're always that color.
No, not that deep tint, Jim. Not quite that hue. Look, his head's drooping. He's sagging.
He is, Uncle Jim. He's sagging.
He's straightened up now.
He's in pain.
He's hoisted up his tank. He's spotted us. He's hit us.
Get out of it. We'll wreck your house. We'll overrun you. We'll strangle your life out.
Grandad.
It's beginning to burn. It's burning.
The bullocks will bog on you. We've finished the old one off. Get back in your cold frame where you belong.
Grandad.
We'll finish, we're done for.
Hold fast, lad, hold fast.
Can't go through this again.
Hold fast, Jim. Keep your roots tight round the limestone.
I've got no limestone, Grandad. Only soil.
Oh, hang on in the soil then, Jack. Hang on in the soil then.
No.
He's done here.
He's done for us. I'm swelling.
You're not.
I'm twisting. I'm climbing. What's this? What's this? It's the lichen. I'm at the wall top. I'm dry. I'm dry, Dick. I'm choking.
Drip with your taproots, Jim. Hold on to the limestone.
I can't.
If you can, if you conceivably can, Jim.
It's all up. My number's up.
It hurts, Grandad. It burns.
Only a little burning, Jack, lad. Like the sun.
Not like the sun, Grandad.
It'll pass, Jackie, it'll pass.
The autumn, Grandad. I've never seen an autumn. Known a winter in the soil.
Oh, Jack, 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 rouse, lad, fight, hold fast. Hold fast, Jim.
Grandad.
Hold fast, son.
Grandad.
Son.
Grandad. Something more falling on us now.
No, no, son. He's finished. There's nothing falling.
Grandad, it is. Grandad, it's... It's the rain.
Yes, lad, yes.
It is, Grandad. It is.
It is. It is. It is the rain, indeed. The rain is falling.
Oh. Oh, Grandad. Oh. The rain's so cool.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Jim. 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 The rain.
Where?
The rain, it's falling, Jim.
No rain.
Oh, it's falling, Jim, it's falling. It'll spill the pain away.
No rain.
Oh, it is, Jim.
It's not on Uncle Jim, Grandad.
Everywhere.
Because he's in the shelter of the wall.
Oh, Jim, hold fast. Jim, it'll drip on you in time.
In time?
In short time.
I remember the beginning of time.
He's pale, Grandad. He's contorted.
The house?
Yes, Jim.
The bullocks are stepping out of the chimney pots. The clouds are passing beneath the soil.
Jim, Jim.
Dick. What happened to Edward that grew in the incinerator?
That was long ago, Jim.
Was it?
Oh, yes, long ago, Jim. In the very first season of this garden, only shortly after the beginning of time.
Oh.
The person's dropped the tank, Grandad. He's leaning against the house wall again.
He is, Jim. His ears are purple, Jim. They're swelling.
And his toes, Grandad. They're bursting out like melons.
Jim, he's done himself in, the person, Jim. He's poisoned himself with his spray.
His limbs, Grandad, they're writhing.
He's growing up the drain pipe like bindweed.
He's burning and swelling now, Grandad. Will the rain avail him?
No, it won't. Jim, he's burning and swelling, and the rain won't avail him.
My taproots. My taproots.
What, Jim?
Gone numb. Can't feel them. I'm keeling over.
Not now, Jim. The rain will run on you any moment now.
Yes.
Grandad! The soil's cracking round Uncle Jim's stem.
Jim, just hold, Jim.
The earth's cracking, Grandad. The little stones and the worms and insects tossed into the daylight and...
Oh! Look away.
Those were his taproots, Grandad. Gone black.
Yes.
And the person, Grandad. His toes have burst. His head's gone purple.
Bask in the rain, Jack.
Are you all right, Grandad?
I will be. I need more time than you young'uns.
The other person, Grandad. The other person's coming.
Thank you.
So that's what's meant by taking the person away in the vehicle, Grandad.
Honors even at the end of the day.
Quite a nice evening, Grandad.
We needed that rain.
You all right now, Grandad?
Yes, fine. And you, son?
Fine.
We needed that rain. Even without... Ah, well.
Grandad, the other person and all the little persons, they turn black.
Yeah, they do when one of them dies.
But we aren't black, Grandad, and Uncle Jim's died.
It doesn't work the same way.
Am I mottled, Grandad?
A bit.
Orange and purple.
Slightly. It'll pass. You'll come up fresh next spring.
And I'll be bigger then and better able to withstand things.
Oh, yes.
I tried to be tenacious.
You were, son.
Am I intrepid, Grandad?
You are.
Seems a pity, though, doesn't it, Grandad?
What, lad?
Well, we're never going to take possession of the house and ruin it. Not really.
Oh, you can't tell.
And they're not ever going to finish the dock plants off.
They're certainly not.
Well, it's a pity then, isn't it, Grandad? Encroachment and the spray. And Uncle Jim rotting here with his broken roots in the air. And the person taken away in the vehicle.
I suppose it is.
Well, why do we do it, Grandad? Why do they?
I suppose because it's natural. Inevitable.
How, Grandad?
I don't know, Jack. I did have an explanation of it once.
I see.
He should never have said what he said. He should never have likened me to a clump of rhubarb. He should never have said that.
No.
He'd become dried out, grown under that wall.
Yes, Grandad.
Desiccated. Poor Jim.
Been a long day, Grandad.
It has, Jackie. Nice evening, though, now. Fresh. Nice, calm evening. Grand night. Grand, clear night beneath the stars.
That was On a Day in Summer in a Garden by Don Harth, with Colin Blakely as Dick, Jeffrey Banks as Jim, and Julie Hallam as Jack. The man, Malcolm Hayes, the woman, Carol Boyd. The play was produced by Richard Wortley.